Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi with my OG Christina Kelly.
What's Hi, up? Guys.
Meow,
hello.
Meow.
Hello.
Can we just talk about how I went to go like test the sound and then all of a sudden I hear you meowing? Meow.
Well, she goes test or whatever. You say something.
Yeah, but you meowed.
I went, yeah. That's a good one. You should start doing it. Meow.
Maybe instead of Dracarys, bitches, should I like shift my opening every few months?
Meow.
Do you know who has, I don't like cats.
Wait, but do you know who has meow tattooed under her lip?
Who?
Kendall Jenner.
Why?
Because meow.
No, that's not why. why?
Because it's just start doing it. I don't know. It's a thing.
I don't like cats. Do you like cats?
I like dogs more than cats. I grew up with cats. And now Max is allergic to cats, so I feel like I don't like them now. They're very unpredictable animals. Which
they're
I don't
constantly
like.
Plotting your death.
Like, yeah, they want to say hi, and then all of a sudden they want to kill you. Like they want to like love you and then kill you.
They're bitchy as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
Like for real. Like I went to. Do you know that there's like a cat petting place?
It's
on Melrose now.
Cat cafe.
Cat cafe. Yeah, I went there this summer with Ariana, and I was like, you know what? If you were an animal, you'd be a fucking cat. Unpredictable. I never know what you're thinking. She's like, oh, like it's taken her like years to like warm up to me and be my friend. So I'm like, of course you want to go to a cat cafe.
Yeah.
Like this makes the most amount of sense.
Yeah.
They're smart. You know, they're like plotting. I feel like whereas people probably think that I plot, but I don't. I'm like a dumb dog. I'm like a fucking golden retriever where it's like, just love me. Love me. Love me. Love me. Yeah. But no.
You're Luda.
Pretty much.
You're Luda.
Pretty much. So yeah, no, I'm not going to get meow.
That meow.
That meow. It wouldn't make sense. Jeans are like the freaking hardest thing to shop for. They're freaking expensive. They're always uncomfortable. Like they just dig into your skin. I hate when they don't stretch and it just like stresses me out. So when I find a freaking company and brand that knows how to do it, I get really freaking excited. So let me introduce you guys to Mott & Bow, okay? Because these are designer jeans that are half the price. They don't cost like $200, $300. These are only like, they're luxury jeans for $100 and they fit so well. There's so many different types. I love that they have so many different silhouettes and everything. The ones that I got are the dark wash skinny jeans that are high waisted because I don't like when, and they stretch because I don't like when things dig into my love handles. It's just the worst feeling in the entire world. So they're also comfortable. Super flattering. They stretch without like full blown stretching out and making it look like you have a saggy ass. The washing, handcrafted dry finishing process is part of what makes every pair exquisitely comfortable and 100% unique. But this, folks, is my favorite part. Okay. They have this try-on program to ensure that you have the perfect fit. So what they do is they ship you two sizes. So you try on both and then you keep the one that works best for your body and then send back the other one in the same box with a prepaid label. That is genius because there are so many times that like I will see different types of clothing online. I'm like, I don't know what size I am in this brand. Like, and so it's frustrating and I don't know how something's going to fit on me. And then I end up just not purchasing it. This way you can buy, you're purchasing one, but you get two and then you have to just send whatever one back so you can try. It's fantastic. Okay. So these are $200 designer jeans for just half the price. Plus, their September savings event means you will save 20% on everything at mottandbow.com/Stassi. And that's mottandbow.com/Stassi for 20% off everything. Okay. This is their best deal ever, but it is only for the month of September. So you guys get on it. I highly recommend you go and do their thing where you get to try on two different sizes. I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. You don't have to leave your house to go shopping. So I want to start off this episode talking about something that I know you don't know anything about, but it's so, like, just with timing, this happened, like, this came out today. So, okay, like, I have to talk about it. Bachelor in Paradise. Do you know what that is?
Isn't it where whoever, they pick people who lost from a season before, and then they go together on, like, an island?
Yeah, all the losers go to Mexico.
Okay, so.
No, for real.
All the losers.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't mean, you know what I mean? But yeah, they lost. They lost The Bachelor. Okay. They lost The Bachelorette. Okay.
I've never seen it, but I know of it.
It's awesome. Okay. So basically what happens is they send out at first, like, I feel like probably like 8 guys and 7 girls or okay. 7 girls or 8 girls and 7 guys. And you never know who's coming. And they like come one by one and they're like, who else is going to be here? And at the end of each episode, so it's like probably like a week or a little less than a week's time. At the end of, like, or the next few days, if you haven't, by the next rose ceremony, if you haven't matched with somebody, you're going home. So, like.
So much pressure.
Yes.
So, do people just match together even if they don't?
Yes. Like, so, like, you never know, like, is somebody actually into me because they are actually right. into me? Or do they want to just. Okay. Are they plotting okay. like a fucking cat? Okay. Meow. And they just want to stay on Bachelor in Paradise. You never know. So that's what makes the show so great, because you're like, oh my God, like, you just, and people get like,
so it's like Survivor, but for single people.
Yes.
Okay.
And people get really upset, like, because every, like, after each rose ceremony, new people come in. So then, like, say, a guy was with you and you thought you were like, oh, this is like the beginning of, like, our relationship and, like, we're going to be together. He actually, like, was waiting for another girl to come in, or like was hoping another girl would come in, and then another girl comes in and it's like the girl that he likes, and then he just like dumps your ass like right there and starts like going after that girl, and so then you go home next week. It's like really fucked up, and like they cry and sob like they've been in, like they're getting broken up with by their boyfriend or girlfriend of like 5 years. Like, it's so intense.
Oh, I hope they get paid. That's like, why would anyone volunteer for that?
Instagram followers. Fab fit fun boxes. I don't know. Just doing like fucking skinny tea.
Div eyewear. They just want to be sponsored.
Yeah, they just want to be sponsored on Instagram. That's Shit. Pretty much what,
okay.
all I can think of. I have no idea if they get paid. I actually don't know the answer to that. But so today, I told you that I couldn't sleep. Like, I never get scared ever. And Bo slept at his apartment last night because he had to wake up early. So he's like, I'm just going to sleep at mine so that I don't have to let the dogs out at 7 a.m. I was like, it's fine, whatever. So I slept alone. And I woke up 3 times really fucking scared, like hearing noises. And then the third time I woke up, it was like 6 a.m. and Refund gets up and like stands and is looking around for the sound. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's the worst. Like, when the dog.
Oh, my God. Like, there's a spirit in here and it's in my closet. It sounded like it was like trapped in my closet trying to break free. Like Kristen Doty when she's like having a freak out and like flailing and like like throwing her limbs against the wall. That's what it fucking sounded like in my closet, and I like almost shit my pants. So I texted Bo and I was like, dude, yo, I'm scared out of my mind, my heart's in my butthole, I can't sleep, I just need to like text somebody in case a spirit murders me, like, holy shit. And so I was like, he goes,
you would be the person who gets the headline, like,
murdered by spirit.
Yeah, just, well, that's,
I wouldn't be mad at that. I mean,
the first time,
really dramatic,
the first
way
time
go.
In history we have ever proved that
ghosts and spirits.
Stassi Schroeder was murdered by a spirit.
Yeah,
everyone that knows you would be like,
that makes sense.
Sounds about right.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
if
no
that's
one
how
would,
she's gonna go.
Yeah, no one would cry at my funeral because they'd be like, that's the way she'd want to go,
because we'd have you stuffed in the corner drinking.
Well, yeah, with my
Aperol
wine
spritz
and Aperol spritz or something. Yeah, and everyone can just take
Do you
photos.
We talked
of me.
About that. You're like, that's how I want my that guy who did that. He stuffed himself and had a, he was just like chilling at his funeral.
Yes, I still want that. And I also told my dad, and my dad said, literally looked me in the eye and said, you need to get this in writing, because if I do this, like, we had a full real conversation. I said, yeah, I want my funeral to be like a haunted house. Like, I want there to be like that creepy orchestra with like those like sounds, like, near, 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 near. Like, I want someone to be like, welcome, like, to my funeral. And like,
will it be weird if you live to like 105? So in a really long time from now, you're,
no, that,
like,
wouldn't be fun anymore.
One of us is still like, hey, we got to do the haunted house thing.
No, I see. I only want this if like I die. I mean, this is like kind of creepy to talk about. Feels kind of weird. I hope I don't die soon, but meaning like if I die at a point where like I still have all of you guys around so that you guys can appreciate it and be like, okay, this is what you wanted.
Okay.
Like I'll be really upset. I will come back and haunt all of y'all's asses if you give me a normal funeral.
Okay.
You have to do something.
Did
fun.
You give it to your dad in writing?
Not yet. But he literally said, Sazi, you don't understand. Like, people will look at me and say, that is in such poor taste. Like, I can't believe her father did that. I'm like, but I'm telling you, that's what I want right now.
Yeah, you need it in writing.
Yeah. So I'll work on that. I'll work on that. Anyway, Bachelor in Paradise. So I couldn't sleep. I started just checking Daily Mail and TMZ and all of, like, you know, Twitter and all that shit. And I saw that this, like, whole headline comes out. There were these two people that got engaged on Bachelor in Paradise. Okay.
Yeah.
This happened, like, they filmed it this summer or whatever. Got engaged. They had, like, the reunion-y thing last night. They were still together. But someone went to Reality Steve. The girl was basically having an affair the whole time and has screenshots of all of her text messages. And she says, oh my God, I almost want to read it. It's so bad. She basically is just like, not basically, she says, I don't even like this, what's his name? I can't remember. Jordan. I don't even like Jordan, much less love him. And if it'll make you feel better, like, once, like, we're done with, like, this, like, TV romance, like, I'll come up with, like, a really, like, big lie to make him look bad. If it'll just make you feel better so that, like, I can break up with him and make him look bad. Lots of shit like that.
Ew.
Right? And she's not even denying it.
Oh, I just had God.
I had to talk about that. And because I had to, like, bring this up because a lot of people watch Bachelor in Paradise. And I'm like, this is fucking fascinating.
I like how you're tying this back to hearing, like, a zombie in your closet. Like, I couldn't sleep because I heard this crazy spirit in my closet. So I checked the Daily Mail and guess what? She's been cheating. This whole time.
Bachelor in Paradise and ghosts.
Like, I don't know why I thought it was going to tie in somehow.
No, I was just trying to explain why I was awake at 6 a.m. just frantically, like, researching this whole story because it's so,
like,
sad.
I thought maybe you were going to be like, and she just passed away and I think it was her in my closet. Like, I don't know why.
No, okay. I just had to give you the little tidbit of why I was awake at 6 a.m.
Okay. What an evil person.
No, a full-blown evil person. Like, there are more details I'm not even telling you because there were so many. Like, so many text messages and, like, so much that, like, this guy said about what she was saying. And Jordan, the one that proposed to her, was, like, head over fucking heels. And he was, like, the douchiest person on The Bachelor.
You watched this season?
I didn't watch Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh.
I watched The Bachelorette. And he was, when I say, like, a douche, like, he's like, I'm a male model from Florida. And he just walked around naked, like, in the guy's house the whole time and would just pose. And, like, he was, like, just, like, it was, like, a caricature of himself.
But that's what I would do if I went on it.
He wouldn't.
Can you imagine?
I would actually pay an exorbitant amount of money.
My name is Christina Kelly, and I'm a model from Cali, and I just walk around naked.
I would pay a lot of money for that. But this guy seemed like he was just this douchebag that just wanted to go on TV for the sake of being on TV, which I'm sure he did. But he, like, full-blown fell in love. I researched this all today. And I was like, homeboy was ready. He fucking proposed. He was, like, in this, and she was cheating the whole entire time. And I was like, could you imagine on Vanderpump Rules? Like, if I found out that, like, Beau was just, like, dating me for the, like, and was actually having an affair, or if, like, one of our other, like, cast members was just, like, having an affair, and they're like, listen, once we're done with Vanderpump Rules, like, I'll be able to just, like, make up a lie about someone. I'm like, this is, like, the worst pain I could ever think of.
I want
to
see what she looks like.
That's what she looks like. She's really pretty. I mean, she's pretty.
Jenna Cooper. Fit.
Anyone who has, like, the word fit after their Instagram handle can, like, really.
Why did she put fit? Like, they didn't have Jenna Cooper, so she didn't want to go with, like, maybe a number or maybe an extra R. She went with fit. Can you imagine if I just was like, they don't have Christina Kelly, so I'm going to do Christina Kelly fit?
I would not be friends with you.
Okay, so
what if you did?
Is this picture
Christina
here?
Christina Kelly skinny. Like, what?
I would hope everyone would unfollow me. So this picture that she has posted, the second photo on her Instagram account, I've been praying for someone like you. I feel like God sent you to me.
Yeah.
Hashtag Bachelor in Paradise. Bachelor Nation.
Yeah.
This is Jordan. Shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot.
This is the thing. This, I keep saying this. No one will listen. Ever since I started a podcast, I feel like I've told you this, like our first podcast episode we ever did together, the first one, Christina, where I'm like, I know how to fix Bachelor Nation. You don't keep casting the same people from like old seasons because no one's in it for love anymore. Everyone's in it so that they can do fucking sponsored Instagram posts.
So what, or be what bloggers. Should they do? What should they do?
All new people all the time so that there's no incentive, so it's but not even, finding love. Do you know what I mean?
What would you call it?
The same thing. Bachelor.
No, we'd have to do something. Because you basically could just start your own dating show.
No. You just like start making it a thing where people, there's no incentive but actually falling in love. And if you get like kicked off, if you don't fall in love, then that's it. We never hear from you again.
I mean, obviously this girl... I don't want to be mean, but she's mean.
She's so mean. So be mean. I don't care. She deserves it.
Well, but she just looks like somebody who would do that. I mean,
what does that even mean?
But she looks like someone who would lie. She looks like someone who's just trying to be there for fame. No, because you post like genuine things. Like if anyone right now can go on her Jenna Cooper Fit Instagram. It's like, also guys, don't follow her. I feel like do not. There's someone right now who's like, I'm actually going to follow her. She's got cute dresses or something. Don't do that. We're not promoting her Instagram right now.
No way.
She just like, oh God, and her captions. Awful. It's just, that's sad that she did that. That guy's, so that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. And I just really needed to get that out there and discuss this. And I wish that I actually watched the season.
Well, also, she's claiming to be like super religious. Did you see Romans 15:13?
It drives me crazy when people who are like really awful, yeah, like have, it's like people who comment on my Instagram and they're like, you're a fat, ugly, disgusting whore that has no soul, and I hope you rot in hell and your babies die. Like, and then go and I click on their page and it's like,
Mother of three,
grandmother of two, love Jesus, love God, like spreading positivity,
#vegan.
I don't know.
Whatever. You're like, Jessica, that was not nice.
It was uncalled for. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, were you having a bad morning?
Yeah, cause... like, what? That I will never understand people like that. I will never understand. Like, freaks my brain out. Okay, pet owners need to listen up right now. Do you have pet insurance for your animal? Probably not. Do you know that less than 2% of pets in the U.S. have medical insurance? But, like, most like unexpected vet bills, like if something goes wrong, costs thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah, if you're somebody who has a pet, you should probably listen up right now. I'll tell you this. This is so weird that this sponsor came at this time because I was just the other day talking about the fact that Luda does not have pet insurance. I thought she did, but she didn't. And what happened to Bo and Refund last year was something that was horrifying. So Refund got kidney stones and he took her to the vet and she had to get surgery, and the surgery was going to be like $6,000. And he was like, oh my God, holy shit. Like I can't even believe this. This is insane. And so insane. Turns out he did have pet insurance that took care of it. And he didn't even realize that he had done that. So his ass was saved for $6,000. So let me explain to you about Trupanion, because now I'm going to do Trupanion and pet insurance for Luda, because that shit better not be happening to me. Trupanion is medical insurance, okay, that helps protect your pet and your finances. So if your pet gets sick or injured, Trupanion can pay up to 90% of that bill. And what's really awesome is they can even pay your vet directly, so you don't have to wait for reimbursement. It's not like you go to the vet and you have to pay that giant bill and then just wait for a check to come in. No, you can use Trupanion to take care of it, and all you have to pay is the small difference, okay? So go to Trupanion.com/Stassi and answer a few simple questions about your cat or dog and get an instant quote. You can pick the plan that works for you, for your budget, and for what your needs are, and then you're done. It is the trusted name for nearly 500,000 pets and more than 20,000 veterinarians. So when your pet is unwell, the last thing you want to think about is the cost of medical care, okay? Let a Trupanion policy help you give peace of mind and by paying up to 90% of the cost. Huge deal, you guys. If you are a pet owner, go to freaking Trupanion.com/Stassi. And that's Trupanion.com/Stassi, Stassi, to learn more and get a quick quote. Okay? Again, Trupanion.com/Stassi. You just gotta go do it for real. Side note, Trupanion is underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company. So terms and conditions apply. So see website for details. But anyway, I wanted to discuss this and get into relationship talk about like people being ready for things. Like Jordan all of a sudden became ready to get engaged, proposed on national television, did the whole damn thing and got fucking hurt. If I was Jordan, I would never fucking get in a serious relationship ever again. If that happened to me, oh, hell no. I feel well, so lucky that I'm in a good relationship right now.
He's going to gain fame from it and some cute girl is going to feel bad for him and he'll fall in love with her.
He's not going to trust. How do you trust somebody after that?
He probably knew.
I still have residual abandonment and trust issues just because of all of the relationships I was in before Beau. And like, it's been a long time for me to be able to heal. And I still have those like feelings of like freaking out if I feel abandoned or feel left or feel like, or trust. I don't really have trust issues with him, but abandonment issues I do.
Yeah. Is he good at dealing with it?
So good, which makes me feel awful. Because I'm like, can't you just be an asshole back so that like I feel like it's like it makes me feel better about myself?
Yeah, Max does that. He won't like yell back. He won't say mean things back.
Exactly. And it makes it worse. It makes me feel worse.
Or he'll just be quiet and let me just kind of like be crazy. And then I feel like that sometimes makes it worse. Yeah.
Where you're he'll like, say, why are you being so mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fuck.
Max will say, you're being a bee. Because one time he called me a bitch and I really freaked out on him. So now he says B.
Do you know like it? Like this is the first relationship where no one's where I haven't been called a mean word.
B.
I have been called a bitch over and over and over and over again by every single boyfriend I've ever been with. Like I have realized that like, whoa, I was in some really fucked up situations.
I can't wait for you guys to get married. Yay.
I can't wait for you to get married. I can't wait for you to have a baby.
I don't think marriage. Max and I have been together for 8 years. I don't think
8 years is so fucking long, Christina.
I think we're already pretty much married.
You know you have a common law marriage.
We
I think
do
now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think.
So like if he like fucks you over, you can be like, yo, I'm getting half your money.
Yeah. But I don't know. Marriage has never been a big thing for me. I'm okay with not. I don't know. I'm okay with just having a partner.
Well, I've never heard you really talk
about
getting married.
I don't
married.
Have like, oh, I don't have the whole idea of it. I don't. Yeah, I just don't. It's not. I'm okay with it. I don't know.
I don't feel like I thought about it as much as everybody else did. But like now I want to.
Which is surprising because I feel like you would have like a binder full of wedding.
I don't. I have no idea what I would want my engagement ring to look like. I have no idea what type of wedding dress. I have no idea where I would want to get married. I don't know. Like I really people because now that all of our friends are getting engaged.
Yeah.
It forces you to like think about those things. Like what would you want? And then people ask and people are like, you're next. You're next. I'm like, am I fucking next? I'm like, I don't even know what I would want, though.
I hope you're next, Beau. I called it from the start. Beau is like the man. He's the man for you.
Well, I know that, but it doesn't mean that I'm next. I know he is.
I think so. I think this point in your life, if marriage is something that you both want, I think it's going to happen.
Well, I know it'll happen eventually. I'm saying I don't know that I'm next.
Well, are you guys, so you guys don't live together yet. Are you going to move in together?
I don't know if I can give that away, actually, right now.
You guys, I do this for you. Yeah, I could have asked her this off podcast, but I wait to do it on podcast.
You're a dick.
So I get the real deal. I want you guys to know that, listening.
He lives right down the street.
Okay, so you like that you have your own space. Is this like a Sex in the City thing where you're going to keep your apartment?
No, we're not going to do that. I'm saying that if he lived farther away, we would be like, oh, we have to move in together now.
Yeah.
But because it's like he's my next door neighbor, pretty much, it feels like. It's a very like, well, it's a lot of effort for to move into a new place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to keep a shoe room.
We're sitting in her shoe room
So it's like I would want a 3-bedroom if we moved in together.
I was going to say something about how that we're recording this podcast in your shoe room.
I love having it. Like when I like write or when I like have to do things, like I come and I sit at this table and I just look at my shoes, especially the sparkly ones. And it makes me just, I feel so happy. Like I just look at this shoe.
And it's like, I've been looking at all of them.
Like, but just look at it.
You distracted a couple times. Like, oh, those would be cute with that dress I have.
Beautiful shade of green. Like, it's just sparkly as fuck. I actually have to give away a lot of stuff. So if there are any that you want, I could probably just give them to you. Because I don't wear all these. Anyway, but Bo and I did talk about it. And he's like, well, what if we made my his apartment? My, like, pop.
A shoe room? A shoe apartment?
Well, he was like, a giant closet.
I just spilled my drink.
I know. You look like you have cum coming down, like, your face. It's weird.
It's Bailey's. God, I'm such a grandma.
People have been tweeting me this like meme that says like whoever came up with cum, like the word cum, why didn't they call it dude ranch? And I'm like, that's amazing. Like, because it's a dude, like it comes out of a man and it's like ranch dressing.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You just got ranch all over me. I have to go wash off the ranch. Imagine just keep calling
it ranch.
I'm
going to start calling it that now.
Oh my God.
I can't believe I didn't think about doing that. I'm going to do that. But okay, so we talked about making his apartment the giant closet / podcast area office.
The studio.
Yeah, just to like do shit.
So would he move in here? Would you move into a new place?
Well, I don't want to move out of this apartment until I buy something. That's where my brain is at. It's so much effort to like move.
Yeah.
It's so much. Like to like uproot your life and like. It is pack everything
well,
up.
Well, let me, honestly, I can find your dream place. I'm really good at it.
So, at homes?
Yeah. Apartments, homes, bungalows. Well,
do you know how weird it is that, like, now I'm at a point where I'm like, I have to think about this shit. And I'm like, okay, because I promise myself, I'm like, I'm not moving out of this apartment until I buy my own place.
Yeah, I could help you. If I get the commission off of the house, I'll help you.
Yeah,
I'm just joking.
No, but
joking.
I like, really would. Isn't that what you're supposed to do anyway?
I'm joking. I could find you the cutest place.
Yeah, but like, what, on Zillow?
No, I mean, you.
Like, I look at Zillow every morning.
Yeah, Zillow. But also, I have friends that are real estate agents that have access to stuff that would be fun. I have fun. When I look for new, I haven't moved often, but I just moved into a new place and I actually enjoy. It took me months to find this place, but I like,
okay.
It's like as if I dreamt it up and then I had fun every morning getting online and looking for places. And yeah.
All right. Well, then let me explain what I want now.
Okay.
So this podcast episode is literally we're just talking about our lives and updating everyone on this journey since we've done this for 3 years.
Everyone wants to know what your dream house is.
And I'll tell you right now.
Go.
So 3 bedrooms, definitely. That's non-negotiable.
Okay.
I don't want anything modern. I want old school, like Spanish style white house, hardwood floors. Even if it's like not like super up to date, I
love
could
it.
Do work on that.
Love it.
Like that's what I want. I want something with history, something that has like unique, cool vintage, like if there's like vintage tiles, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. I love all of that. I just want to feel like old mm-hmm. school Los Angeles. Like from like the 20s or something.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I want. And I want a place for my dogs to be able to run
around. A big yard? Or do you want kind of like a small runner yard with a pool or more patio space?
I don't think I'm ready for a pool yet. Isn't that like a lot of... If I'm going to be like getting a home, I need to... It's like one step at a time, right? Like a pool, I don't know if I could handle. Like isn't that like a lot of upkeep? You have to have like a
pools are expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah, it's not necessary at all. Like outdoor space is nice because I just want my dogs to be able to like yeah. do what they want.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it.
That's really doable.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you want to just like start looking.
Oh, well, what area?
Okay. So this is where.
Santa Monica.
No.
So Santa Monica,
no,
West Side,
I'm not
Venice,
gonna live anywhere near
West
you.
Side,
no,
Brentwood,
no, no, no,
Malibu,
no, no, no,
Malibu
no.
On the beach,
no,
5 minutes away from me.
No, walkable. I would love to live by you, but no. Meaning I just wouldn't be close to you, but
it's
no.
So sad.
I just don't. I can't. Like, being in the car, I'm always in West Hollywood. I'm always like, no, I can't. So West Hollywood, Los Feliz, I love because there's a lot of old school homes.
No, Los Feliz is so far away from
Laurel
me.
Canyon, right over the hump of Laurel Canyon, like on the other side where like it's studios, technically Studio City. I'm okay with that. If it's on the hill,
I'd have to stay the night so far away.
Well, thank God I'll have an extra fucking bedroom.
I'm going to get on it,
but not flat Studio City. Like, not like where it like becomes flat. I'd want to be on like the hill.
Yeah.
Going down. Like, I know you get more for your money if you're on the flat part, but like, and I appreciate that. But no, I just, no.
I'll start looking.
I really want you to actually do this.
Yeah.
Because I've literally written down the steps.
You
like okay.
My taste. You've seen the places I've lived.
I love your taste.
Like,
yes.
I feel like if you
understand my vibe.
If you would have just said modern, this, this, and this, I wouldn't have been able. But what you just described is like sounds like what I would want. So.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. So then like look for that. Except you're totally fine with like smaller spaces.
No, I'm not. I just can afford smaller spaces. You're like really good with one bedrooms. No, I can't afford a shoe closet. So.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well,
you think this whole time I've been like, you know what? That's a three bedroom, but I think I want to go at the studio.
Well, I just always thought you were so great at like being in a relationship and like sharing a small space. Like,
no.
Like, I don't know that I could share, like, a one-bedroom with Bo. I don't think I could share, a two-bedroom I could. I could share this apartment with
Bo. If that's all you can afford, you have no choice. That's why, I mean, yeah, it's taken me a long time to get to where I'm at now, where I actually have, like, a yard, but I still have a one-bedroom. But where I live to Santa Monica is really pricey. So.
Yeah. That was your choice.
I like living by the beach. I'm a beach girl.
You don't even have pretty beaches.
You're a WeHo girl.
Yeah, I am. Fine.
You know, you like your bars.
Yes, I do. I like my bars, and I will wave that WeHo flag as high as fuck.
Yeah, I'm just... Oh, my phone. I'm just... The beach... I'd rather pay more money to live by the beach. So it's fine. I'm okay with it.
Remember when I lived in the Venice Beach Shack? That was the worst summer of my life.
I loved that.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
I loved how close you were.
It was a sauna.
It was hot.
Anyone who is an original Khaleesi, anyone who like has been listening to this from day one will remember. This is when we came up with Khaleesi because people were writing us being like, writing me emails and being like, XOXO, like a Khaleesi. And I'm like, what is that mean? Okay, cool. Well, then, you know what? This is a Khaleesi community. This is awesome. We decided that. You and I, sitting on the floor of the Venice Beach Shack that is pretty much made out of styrofoam. Okay? This was an apartment made out of styrofoam. It was old as fuck. The people that were sharing the wall with us, because it was like shotgun style, like just like full through, no air conditioning. I would get yummy.com delivered because there were no parking, so I couldn't go to the grocery and like bring groceries.
There was no parking.
No parking.
I would park in like the red zone. It would get so desperate that I would just pull up in the red zone and be like, I hope I don't get a ticket. Yeah. Just like come over.
Yeah. No.
That's how bad it was.
I wouldn't leave the apartment because I was like, I'm not going to move my car. Like, I finally found a place after like an hour of driving around. So like, there's no way I'm going to drive anywhere else after
this. Miserable as this all was, I was so happy because you were
awful.
Like 5 minutes away from
me. It was the worst summer of my life.
You could have lived in a box on the beach and I would have been like, this is the best apartment you've ever had.
Christina, I thought about moving home. I hit rock bottom so hard that I thought about moving back to New Orleans. I'm like, I'm sitting here in this shotgun apartment that the yummy.com grocery delivery man, literally when I would open the door, I'd be like in a bathing suit and he'd be like, you know, it's colder outside than it is in here. I'm like, I'm very much aware of that, sir. Very much aware of that. Do you see me right now? Very much aware.
The air mattress.
Sleeping on a fucking air mattress, watching just Catfish all day long. Like, it was the worst. Flies and like bugs everywhere to the point where I would have to just put vinegar things out everywhere so that like the flies would be caught there.
Is that a trick?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Vinegar.
It was like a weird vinegar, yeah. And you like poked like a like big hole.
Because so,
like,
I'm always leaving my doors open and flies always come in. I'll try it. Well, you know what? We're going to get you that three-bedroom, Spanish-style, Mediterranean, beautiful oasis. It's going to happen.
I really
put it out
so.
There.
Yeah,
just put that energy out there. It's going to happen.
So while I'm manifesting a home, are you manifesting a baby?
So you didn't answer my question. Are you and Beau moving in together, or are you going to be, what's going on? You're turning his place into a closet. Is that what we, is that, okay.
I don't know.
To be determined.
Yeah. Okay. TBD.
Okay, fine. So I see what you're doing. You're calling
me out. Are you having a baby?
Okay. Yeah. what if I just announced it on the podcast right now? Like, guys, no.
That you're pregnant or that you were trying to have a baby?
No, I was pregnant. No. No, I want, yes, Max and I would very much, I'm ready for that.
This is so crazy. Like, we're getting so old that, like, we're talking about marriage, moving in together, and having babies. Like, what the fuck? I still feel like we're 21.
I'm ready more so than Max. Max isn't listening to this, most likely.
Are you sure? Like, I don't want to say anything that'll
freak
him out.
No, this isn't open. This is a free space right now. This is safe.
It's free or safe because anyone can listen to it.
It's free and it's safe.
Open, free, and safe.
It's hard because I feel like women are always ready, more ready than men, right? It's very rare, at least in LA, it's very rare to be around a man that's like, I want to have a baby. I want to have a baby. I feel like a lot of times they're so scared.
How old is Max again?
He's 31.
Yeah, he's so young.
Yeah.
Like, Beau is 38.
Yeah.
And it's now something that I'm like, I don't want to have a baby I would love to have a baby when I'm 35. And he's like, I'm totally fine with that too. He's like, if something happens, then cool. But that's because he's 38. 31 is actually young for a dude in LA.
So it's a big thing. But I am definitely getting those mommy, I'm ready vibes. I'm ready.
I feel like you are too. It's weirding me out. I'm just getting this energy of you're at this place in your life where you don't really work at Sir that much anymore. You only are making your lip balms and you're making your sprays and you're doing everything with Heartspring and you're in a comfortable apartment with a yard and your dog and you foster dogs and you're just settled and you've been in the relationship long enough to where you're all right, now it's time. And I just see it all over. It's this energy.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely carved a path for that. I've definitely try to just keep a really calm, nice environment, and I work from home now, and I'm just ready. My body, I wouldn't obviously bring a child into this world if I didn't think it was time. So I'm feeling more and more ready every day. I'm feeling more ready to be a mom, which
you're
is crazy.
So gonna get knocked up soon. Oh my gosh.
Do you want me to announce it on the podcast? Should I wait and just
yeah, don't even tell
out?
Max. Just be Stassi, I wanted to do your podcast this week. Come over, announce that shit. I'd have a field day.
I don't know if I'd.
Who would you pick as the godmother?
Oh my God.
Who would you pick?
Never thought of that.
Something.
Are you putting me on the spot right now?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you got to think of somebody who's responsible.
That's
responsies. You have to, if you die.
I don't know who my godmother is. We weren't very religious. I wasn't.
I guess then you don't have
religious.
To. You don't have to.
So
yeah.
Could I call it something else?
Fairy godmother?
Yes.
I don't know.
That'd be so cute.
That is
my
really
fairy
cute.
Godmother.
Yeah.
Fairy mother. That's cute. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
So much is changing. We're going to a wedding in Mexico.
Our friend Nikki's getting married.
Nikki's been on the podcast.
Yeah, she has. Oh, yeah.
She got drunk one time and did it. And I didn't air it. And because she was drunk and I stopped her and I was like, yo, we drank way too much. We can't do I can't air this. And now she won't do it with me again. And it's so annoying.
Well,
and she's so smart and witty and funny that it's this is a waste of
and
not
I feel
having
like
you
she has
podcast.
So many good stories.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
So I wish I never told her. I wish I just pretended that it came out
mm-hmm.
and I just didn't tell the truth. I wish I lied.
Well, her wedding's going to be fun. Nikki's a fun girl. I'm excited. It's Cabo. It's coming up. It's going to be this coming month, right?
Yeah, well, I bought our tickets before I was, really officially with Beau, I feel like. So this is a lesbian trip for us again. Australia 2.0.
We're each other's dates.
Yeah. Daily Mail better not catch me in a fucking onesie, a diaper that looks like I have a giant diaper. Those photos haunt my soul, Christina. I think about them more often than I should.
Oh, Australia was so fun.
Yeah.
Man, I'd go back in a heartbeat.
I would love to.
It's going to be their summer coming up now.
I know. I think about it all the time. And I'm like, oh my God, like we were sick, but we still extended our stay. I put my fingers down your throat, I think. Or did I just make you throw up? You know, there were a lot of things that I made you do. But it's like, no, we are going to be in Australia for 2 weeks. Was it 2 weeks?
We drunkenly extended our stay for, I want to say, like an extra week. And we were already there for like a week.
This is what happened. Yes. We were already there for a week. And it was like the fifth day in or something. And this was when Bo and I weren't official yet. But we were FaceTiming each other all the time. And you were like, you were so going to get in a relationship with this person. You were like, this is about to happen. And I'm like, shut up. I don't know. Blah, blah. And then we got hammered the video of us coming out of like that bar, and I'm just like, it feels like it should be fucking nighttime right now. Like I've been in the bar all day long.
We day drinked,
and then we were like, let's just extend our trip. So we extended it, and then I remember FaceTiming Bo, and Bo's like, you realize you extended it like a whole other week.
We extended our trip
just for a few days,
the 29th, and it was like,
he's like, that's like 2 months from now.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be in Australia for a really long time.
Whoa, that's like a while. And we kind of looked at each other like it is? It? The next day we woke up, we were like, oh.
Yep, we're going to be here for a while.
Oh, we extended this for a while. Whoa, we were fine with it.
Ugh. I love Australia so much.
Yeah.
Fuck. Maybe we could take like a group trip, like a couples, like with couples on it, because I know
Max would want to surf.
That's
there.
What I think. Yeah. That's why I'm like, because we were talking, I'm like, I want to go back to Australia.
Does
so badly.
Does Bo surf?
Not that I know.
Would
of.
He be interested in surfing? Because that could be a good bonding thing for our boyfriends.
Probably, because he likes doing shit and he loves the water and the beach.
Yeah.
So like, but this is the thing. He's not a big fan of Australia, and this is, and I'm like, this almost like made me like not, I'm like, I don't think that we're going to get along then when he told me this, because he lived in Australia for a while.
Yeah.
And when he explained to me like why he can't stand it, I gathered, and now I know why he doesn't like Australia. He dated somebody in Australia and they fought all the time. And so he has like PTSD. So I'm like, this isn't fair. And so whenever I'm like, I want to go back to Australia, I love it so much. And he's like, no, like, let's go someplace else. I'm like, no, this is your PTSD with whatever ex-girlfriend. This is not an like, you have Australian humor. Like, Bo has Australian humor.
Yeah.
He loves the beach. He loves hot weather. Like, he loves everything that Australia would be about. But he just, there's something with him where he freaks out whenever I'm like, can we just go to Australia? I'm like, I know for a fact it's because he has PTSD.
Well, you need
with
to bring
it.
Him, create new memories, and
exactly.
It'll be fine.
So that's why if we got...
I'll third wheel it with you guys if Max doesn't end up coming. I'll get...
You are so great.
I just said that out loud and then realized after I said it, like...
But meaning, no.
Wait, what?
Because everyone gets to that point in their relationship where they're like, okay, I'm ready for a girls trip, or I'm ready to like go someplace. If my boyfriend doesn't come, then
well, yeah,
fine.
We just talked about it at lunch. I'm like, let's go somewhere. Let's travel somewhere. Like, I love traveling with you. So it's just like I keep thinking of places I want to go. And I'm like, it'd be so fun if you could come. But you're like, well, can Bo come?
Yeah, because I'm at that point. I'm not there yet.
And I'm like, well, I mean.
We're still in our first year of dating. So it's like I'm still at that point where I want him to, like, if I'm going to go on a trip, I want him to come with me.
And you know what? It should be that way. Like, I've been with Max for 8 years.
Yeah, it's a fucking long ass
time.
But
when I, in the beginning, like, obviously even now, too, like, we just went to Hawaii. Like, we do our own thing. But I get it. I totally get it. It's so cute. Something would be wrong if you were like, yeah, I need a girl's trip.
Okay, that's how I was when I was with Patrick.
There you go.
The whole entire time. Was like, how many girls trips can I go on? Like, I was just constantly planning girls trips.
I need to get you and Bo to come. You guys should come camping in the van. In our van.
No.
What if I let you sleep in the van?
No.
Bug free.
Christina.
Tempur-Pedic mattress.
I don't know. Let's talk about this van. Okay. You think it's okay? So Christina has this. Isn't it like a Mercedes van?
It's a Mercedes Sprinter. So
okay,
it's
you
like
explain
almost,
what it is.
Well, it's like a big. I think you can use them for like cargo van or whatever. It's a bigger van. I don't. You know, it's like you could probably sit like three rows of people in it. And we bought it. We ripped out the seats and we converted it into a camper, like a really cute little camper with like a little bed and storage. We have a little generator.
Like all the photos and videos look really cute, but like, where do you shit?
So I am still at the point that I am a bit of a brat when it comes to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So we usually camp in places that have a bathroom nearby.
And you go number two in a camp bathroom.
Well, I try to hold it for as long as I can.
That's
so
awful.
Yeah, but if I have to, yeah, I will. But there's so many other beautiful things that I get out of it besides where I'm going to the bathroom.
No.
Waking up next to the ocean.
No. No. Like, where do you wash your armpits?
Bo has talked to me about this, and he's like, could you try to convince Stassi? Because I think it'd be really fun.
No. I just...
It's different than a tent, though, because this van, we have completely decked out.
Like, y'all traumatized me when you guys took me
camping.
I wasn't there,
and I regret this. I wasn't there.
Where were you?
I wasn't there. You were with... I wasn't there. You went with Jen, Kelly,
Danny,
and Kingston, Danny. I wasn't there.
Wait, where were you?
I wasn't on that trip.
Okay, well, I was horrified. I'm never going to go camping again because they left the tents open and there were bugs everywhere to the point where I had to go sleep in someone's car.
This is like a mini home on wheels.
Okay, but like...
I make like espresso in the morning.
So then if you... What?
I like plug into the generator my little like... espresso maker, or I'll do a pour over, like beautiful coffee. We have like a big huge cooler that we store in the van with ice and wine. We have actual wine glasses. We have fresh fruit. Like, we I'm telling you, I'm not going like camping in the dirt. Like, this is like glamping. We bought this van and we made it for this reason.
I mean, it looks cute.
Hey,
on all the photos and
van
videos.
Life.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna get you in it.
So what happens, say, if me and Bo went? Where would we all sleep? We're all gonna sleep together in the van?
Honestly, I would probably give you the van for a night or two just so you could experience it. I'd sleep in a tent. Usually we're like on a big campsite, so.
So you have taken the van and you go and you sleep in a tent sometimes?
No, I've always slept in the van, but I'm saying I would treat you and let you sleep in the van.
What happens when the van is off and there's no air conditioning in it?
Well... there's windows that open, and then we have this little fan.
Bugs.
That's like a battery, like a little battery fan. But no, there's no bugs. No bugs.
Where are you camping that there are no bugs?
Well, we have these like special screens that go on the outside of the van window. No, there's like nets outside of the window. I'm telling you, like, there keeps all the bugs out. You would love it, okay? Just trust me. Eventually, I will get you to do an amazing... We'll go somewhere crazy cool, and you'll sleep... You and Bo will sleep in the van. It's really, really great. Trust me.
Okay, I'll like, think about it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, since we spent all of our time talking about updates and relationship shit, I really want to talk about my fucking candle.
Oh, yeah. Well, I need your guys' help. You guys listening, if you could message me and Stassi and just give your advice on this, because we kind of spent the day talking about, I want to do a candle. I want to do a Stassi candle.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the fact that, I'm really proud of you that, like, you're literally just, like, making your whole fucking living off of HeartSpring. Like, you legitimately make your own all-natural fucking lip balm and face sprays by yourself, and you've just created this whole fucking brand. That's so, I'm really fucking proud of
you. Do you remember our first podcast when I talked about it and was like, I'm making lip balm? And
yes,
it's crazy. Well,
and then
I mean,
it's turned
yeah.
into something so big.
I needed to make something that I could actually use. I was sick of buying products that weren't organic, weren't natural. I couldn't read, you know, the ingredients on the label. I hate when I pick up a product and I have no idea when I read it, like, what is half of the stuff I'm putting on my face? It's very simple. You don't need a lot. You should be able to look at a product and go, I know everything on here, you know, and it all looks like it's going to be good. So it feels good to be making products that people like and you guys get it. I feel like a lot of my customers just get it. You know, they understand, like they use it and they're like, wow, this is so much better than these commercial brand products.
No, it is, because and I've like thought about it, like about like my just like skincare routine and like what I've gone through like my whole life, because I like had acne like when I was growing up and all of that. And the moment that I stopped having acne wasn't when I went on Accutane or when I like tried Proactive or tried every prescription out there, whether it was topical or a pill. It was when like I started just using natural stuff. Like yeah. I would just use oil
yeah.
to take off my makeup and water, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then everything became healthy.
Yeah. When so, you simplify things,
yes.
it just makes it so much better. And so that's what I've done with these products. And the lip balm, I started out and it's just really simple products, and everything on the label you can read. And it's these really yummy essential oils, and it's just taken off. And I'm like, I never would have thought in a million years I'd be sitting here saying like, oh wow, like I created this business off of lip balm. And now obviously it's grown into face mist and toners, and I want it to keep growing, but it's really, I love doing it. It doesn't feel like work. So it's weird for me to even promote it, because it's like almost as if it's a hobby that people enjoy using, if that makes sense.
Where yeah, that's how I feel about my life.
I wake up every day and I'm like, this is so weird. Like I love doing this, and people just get it, and they're, yeah. So it's, yeah, I'm, only I want to keep growing it. So that's where this candle comes in, and it would be really fun to start doing candles. So I need your advice. Like what, if you could have a candle, if you could have a Stassi candle, okay. what would it be?
Okay. I love like feminine scents.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're more like spa-ish, and I feel like you're probably more like gender neutral with like your scents and like what you
like. I like cedar and moss.
Exactly. And thank you.
You know,
just
like
proved my
more
point.
Yeah, like woodsy.
No. Well, I mean, I like those smells,
yeah.
but it's just not what I want my apartment to, or my home to smell like, or what I want to smell like.
I feel like you deserve your own candle.
I want my own fucking candle. That's why I'm bringing this up, because I'm bullying you into making my own candle. I know I want it to be white. I know I want gold in it in some way. Like,
okay.
I know I want like some sky blue accents.
Okay.
And I know that I want the scent to be like girly and feminine. Like I love lavender. I love like citrusy stuff,
flowers.
Like I love flowers. Yes,
gardenia,
okay. magnolia. Like
okay,
any of that. I like vanilla. Like okay. I just like it to be like a girl.
Yeah, like, you want to be able to walk into a room and smell it as if more of a fresh, girly garden than like an oaky, woody
yes.
basement. Okay,
accurate.
I got this.
Correct.
Because right now I've been doing a lot of research with candles, because it doesn't just take like a snap of a fingers. Like I make these lip balms, it took me so long to like perfect the consistency and the smell. And people, I think, forget, like they just think I'm having some big manufacturer make it or something. But it's like, no, at the end of the day, like I'm perfecting this. And with the face sprays, so it's like with the candle, I get very, and I'm perfecting it. So I've been researching, going around, but a lot of the candles I've been finding are very woodsy, patchouli, cedar.
That's probably like what sells more, because
in Urban
like
Outfitters I walk through and all the smells are these like woodsy smells. So you know what, this will be good to do a candle that has more of a flower, floral, fresh scent.
Yeah, for all the girls out there, or all the dudes that like girl smell, like
yeah.
feminine scents.
I'm
you
excited
know?
Well guys, if you have any input, message
yeah.
us,
tweet me. Because Christina can't even access her Twitter anymore.
You guys can direct message me on Instagram.
Yeah, you can do that with her.
Instagram is, you know, 2018. Twitter's a little bit dated.
Shut up. I love Twitter.
So, you guys want to just Instagram me, I will message you back. But I'd love anybody's input on just, like, design, scent, all of it, right?
Yeah, I just want the candle to look girly and feminine, and I want it to smell the same way, so that
yeah.
I can just put it in every room of my apartment.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah, just take my apartment and put it into a fucking candle. Please.
The Stassi candle.
Please.
You got it. Well, until now, enjoy the face mist and lip balm, and we'll get the candle going.
Yeah, y'all, please go follow Heartspring. It's heartspring.co on Instagram, and you can find everything on Etsy, and follow Christina at Christina Kelly with K's.
With K's.
With K's.
Double K.
Double K. I love that you did mini face mist.
Yeah, now. So now we have travel size. So I've been doing the face mist toners, which are just...
Do you know how annoying this is when I go on a plane and I couldn't bring...
I feel like half the time I do things because of you. Like, you message me, like, I can't bring this
I can't bring
me,
it on a fucking or, plane. Yeah. Yeah, it's annoying.
I mean, I feel like I made these face mists because of you anyway. So.
Am I like your muse?
You're my heartspring muse. No, you are. You are. You give me lots of good ideas.
Thanks. So now I want you to make a lavender face spray.
If anyone knows, like, beauty, it's you. So I do. I really value your opinion. So, yeah.
That's sweet. I love you.
Oh, I love you. I'm so glad I came back. I'm so glad I'm here.
I know. Thanks for coming. Okay. Till next time. Just, like, come next month. We always say this and then we forget. But you're the best friend that, like, it doesn't matter if, like, I haven't, like, had, like, a catch-up session in, like, a few months. It's, like, literally only an hour has passed.
I'm blushing.
Bye, Khaleesi's.
Meow.
Meow, meow.